Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Had a difficult day today. Very difficult day today. All right. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm getting it all together. Wait a minute. All right. Yeah. Okay. And I'm reloaded. Long day today, people. Welcome, everybody, to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. I want to welcome everybody once again to the show. Thanks. Yeah. It's gonna be a crazy show today. You feel me? Episode 117. What's your name? What's your sign? You feel what I'm saying? We're talking about the zodiac signs today, people who believe in them and all that right there. But first and foremost, I got to make sure I run down how things work over here at K100. Pay attention. If you're joining me via the podcast, again, thanks. If you're listening to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K100, K-100, I should say. Thanks. And if you're listening to me on the phone lines at 347-934-0966, once again, I welcome you. As you know, this is K-100 Internet Radio, talking indie music. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right? K-100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment, by the way, just in case you didn't know. And, of course, we do music over here. Also, besides having a radio station, an internet radio station that we run over here, we also are a recording studio. We're an independent record label, producers on deck, and artists by our own right. So, with that being said, I want to remind everybody that we are proprietors of independent artists. We spin independent music only on K100 Radio. A lot of people don't understand why I do that, why I don't spin the big-name people, but at the same time, the big-name people have no love for the underground or the small-time internet radio. So why on earth would I spin them? Does it make any sense? That's just asinine. I show love to those who show love for me. So with that being said, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, please, to send your music into K100 Internet Radio, okay? All you got to do is send it to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, radio, all one word, @gmail.com. All right? Make sure you send it to me in an MP3 version. Okay? Make sure that when you do send it to me, that it's good quality music. Okay? Of course, you know, if it's garbage and if it's whack, if it's some shit I should throw out with trash, if it's shit. Right. Right. And so that's how that goes. You feel what I'm saying? So make sure you send me some quality shit. Alright? Make sure that whatever you send me, you know, it doesn't have to be top-notch material. It doesn't have to sound like you recorded it in a $1 million studio. But like I said, it can't sound like you recorded it in your bathroom with a handheld tape recorder. Or I will, in fact. K100Radio@gmail.com. All right? That's the address, MP3 format. Do it. Do it now. Moving right along. Of course, you know, we're on MySpace. We're on Facebook. We're also on iTunes as an official podcast inside the iTunes store. If you use any portable digital devices that work with the iTunes software, by all means, once again, by all means, I highly suggest that you subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes store, because, man, that's how I do it. That's how I get K100 on the go with me in my car, because, you know, I got the little thing in the car that plays the the iPod and stuff. And if you got an iPhone, it's just gravy, man. Even if you want to listen to it on your laptop or your computer, you can just go there, subscribe to it. You ain't got to even come to the show site, log in, and do nothing. You just click that podcast and hit subscribe. It's totally free. And every time you launch iTunes, it automatically downloads the latest episode that you've missed that you don't have on file for K100 Radio. All right? And they're really small files. They're only about 20 megabytes a piece, okay? All right? So don't worry about it eating up a lot of hard drive space, okay? Really. So do that, man. And also, find us on MySpace. And if you're on Facebook, please, please. Like our fan page. We got to up our fan page numbers on Facebook. I know hundreds of people. I'm way more people than who actually have fan the Facebook page listen to this show. I know that for a fact. All right? So I didn't get to 11. By the end of this show, 12,000 downloads and plays by just 100 and something. It's only got 100 something people on there. But I know a lot more people listen to the show. So if you're on Facebook, if you're not on Facebook, you know, just ignore this. But if you're on Facebook, do a search for K100 Radio. All right? And when you see the page, you see the middle finger up. That's us. Like the fan page, man. All right? Like the fan page. Share it if you think the show is great and you like what we're doing over here at K100. You feel what I'm saying? Share it with a friend. You know what I mean? Please. All right? And help us spread the word about what we got going on over here at K100. All right? Moving right along. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. I had hella problems yesterday with my internet service, Comcast. I know it's not Monday, but that's for them fucking up what could have been a great episode, but I had so many technical issues with those bastards yesterday. The show was just a bust. So again, if you're listening to episode 117, what's your name? What's your sign? Welcome back to the show, and thanks again, and bear with us with the bullshit that we had to go through, you know what I'm saying, with the technical difficulties yesterday. But we're back, we're better than ever, and we're live, and once again, it's K100 Radio, and you're rocking with the best of them, listen, okay? I'm going to go ahead and read a synopsis of the show. Thanks everybody who's tuned in on the phone lines. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis. For those of you who don't know, I think I might have a couple of new listeners. For every show, I break down what I'm going to be talking about. And this is what I blast out over Facebook, MySpace, and through text messages. Okay? And so I do this with every single one, not just this one only. Okay? So what I'm going to do is read what I... because this is Blog Talk Radio, so it's kind of like a blog show. Kind of like it's the radio version of a blog. Except we get to play music, you know what I'm saying? And that's the very fun part about it that I actually like the most. Even though I don't play as much music because people have my phone lines filled, and I got to get the people on when they call. They take the time to support the show and actually call it. That does take precedent over me spending music. Unless the artist is on the line about to give an interview, I will defer to the phone lines instead of the music because this is a talk/music station, all right? So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and read a synopsis of the show, all right? Episode 117. You remember the Biggie song, One More Chance? This is the second time I stole a Biggie line and used it as one of my show topics. Shouts out to one of the illest. I don't know why they went to California. I don't know why they went to California for the life of me to this day. Moving right along. What's your name? What's your sign? That's the line. I got that line, of course, if you know that song, One More Chance. What's your name? What's your sign? Creeper from Behind. You know the whole line, the whole song. It's ill. It's a classic. You should know it. All right. That's why I got the name of the show. All right. And I'm going to start off and go ahead and read the synopsis and how it goes down. All right. Like I said, first off, my apologies again for the tech issues with episode 116. And once again, damn Comcast. Now, the Zodiac says, the stars and your birthday. All right, this is it's deeper than that. I mean, I'm not going to get on here and try and give you people an astronomy lesson. Okay, about what does it all mean? And no. All right. The Zodiac is basically, you know, the horoscopes and all that, the signs and all that. You know what I'm talking about. Don't play stupid. You're over 25 and you listen to this show more than likely. It says that the stars of your birthday have a profound effect on who you are. What's your sign, meaning what's your Zodiac sign, is a great conversation starter for people because it's somehow supposed to be able to give you a quick read on someone's personality. That's why in the song, you know, Busy, he walks up all smooth, you know what I'm saying? I just creep it from behind, you know what I'm saying? Real smooth, I'm saying, what's your name? What's your sign? You know what I mean? It's a line of people, hey, baby, how you doing? What's your name? Saying, well, what sign are you? You know, it's like, because we've been led to believe, and of course, some going to agree with me and some going to disagree that if you're born at a certain time of the year, astrologically, through this method, they came up with the Zodiac, the people who came up with this stuff, they're saying that you're going to act, you're going to be a certain way, you're going to be a certain personality type or whatever, all right? So this is how this whole shit started, all right, with this show. Because I saw someone holler at somebody, and first thing they asked them was what they signed, and I was like, really, how lame is that? They still do that? I didn't know. Millions of people believe in the Zodiacs and read their horoscope daily. Some see it as just fun, like me. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't read my own fucking horoscope, man. I read my horoscopes, okay? I do read them and shit, all right? It's not that I don't read the horoscopes and shit or whatever, but I just don't take it as serious as some people. So I read on, and I'm off, and I go to the phone lines as soon as I get done. Like I said, some people see it as fun, and I'm one of those people, all right? But some people believe in the shit hardcore. You know the type. As soon as you tell them what your sign is, yeah. Now they feel like they know you. They automatically know what type of person you are. They know if you're an asshole. They know if you got a temper. They know if you're patient. They know if you're romantic. They know if you're sweet. You don't know shit. And tonight I'm here to disprove you, motherfuckers. All right. Some people won't even consider seriously dating someone because of it. So basically, you're going to tell me that you won't be able to date someone because of their birthday. That's basically what you're telling me. I can't fool with them Geminis. Oh, little girl. Oh, them Geminis is crazy. Lord, shut up. Every Gemini is not crazy. Every Cancer is not sensitive. Every Leo is not a leader. Whatever the fuck the sign says, it's the individual. But, I digress. The Zodiac tells us that there are basic personality traits that each sign has that are indicative to the people who fall in front of each one. Take me, for example. Pay attention. I'm a Cancer. Now, basically, it says that I can have multiple personalities, which, of course, I actually do. How you doing, everybody? This is K100 In Air Radio, hosted by Blizzum. But, of course, inside here with Blizzum is Cyro Blue and the person known simply as Blue. It's three of us in here. How you doing? That's a whole nother show. But it also says that I am sensitive and I need emotional overtime. So, of course, if you listen to any of these fucking episodes, you know that shit ain't true. All right. The fuck? Yeah, really? Not me. So, in short, I actually think the whole Zodiac thing is something not to be taken serious. Okay? Of course, there are plenty who disagree. And so, here go the questions for tonight's show. Do you believe in the Zodiac signs? When it comes to the description it gives about your sign, do you agree with what it says? You know what I'm saying? Do you agree with what it says? If you are a Cancer and they say Cancer, and I've got a website loaded up right here, I'm gonna, and when you answer the phone, I'm gonna ask you what's your sign. I'm gonna give a brief summation about what it is, and I'm gonna ask you, are you like that or are you not? Basically, this is how the whole show is gonna work, people. All right. So first, do you believe in the signs? When it comes to the description that it gives about your sign, do you agree with what it says? What about what it says about other people, like someone you dated or maybe your spouse, your girlfriend or whatever? You feel me? That's another question. You know, does someone's sign matter when it comes to a relationship with you? Are you one of these people who think you can't date a Gemini or you can't date a Pisces or whatever the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like that really matters for real to you? Like, just I just want to know if that's really how you feel? Will you really actually not fuck with somebody because they are a certain astrological sign? And if you say yes, I'm gonna need some I'm gonna need a motherfucking explanation. All right. If you're in a relationship now or just kicking it with them with that person, would you say that your zodiac signs are comparable to what I'm going to break down? They say, like, I got the whole thing, and it says Cancers are compatible with Pisces, and Cancers are not compatible with Aquarius, and blah blah. So I'm gonna ask you, if you're fucking with somebody right now, what are they? And I'm gonna read this little thing right here. It says, oh, you two should be a match, or you two should be ready to kill each other. And I'm gonna ask you, is that true? Last question: what are the signs that you think put it down in the bedroom? Of course, I have to put the K100 spin on it. Out of all the people that you fuck in your life, which sign, as if this really matters, but which sign, just to humor some of you motherfuckers out here today, which sign is the one that actually just did a damn thing? Alright. Yep. This should be fun. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First up on the line, I got somebody from 832. I don't know if this is the homie or not. 832.
What it do, nigga?
Yeah. He's the homie. Nooney Jr. live.
Bim, bam, bow.
And there you go. All right, homie. Thanks for calling in to the show. Thanks for participating. You feel me? This is my homie Nooney from the Nooney Jr. live show. Another Blog Talk Radio host, has a great show also on BTR. I highly suggest that you listen to it. It'd be crunk. He has a lot of listeners from a lot of places. Of course, he's down with Webby, Savage Life Entertainment, them guys out there from down bottom. He's from Houston, you know what I'm saying? So he gets around, you know what I'm saying? He's a cool dude, a stand-up nigga. That's why I fucks with him over here on K100 Internet Radio. You dig? All right? So, homie, I'm going to go ahead and ask you first. First of all, Do you buy into the whole zodiac thing? Like, first of all, and then what's your sign?
I don't really buy into it for the most part. Like 95% I don't. And I'm gonna say I buy, but I'm gonna explain that later. And I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn. Okay, hold on real quick. Now, and listen, everybody, I'm gonna do this with everybody. All right. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody, when you say you're a Capricorn, I'm going to go to my little website I got right here that breaks down people. You feel what I'm saying? So let me go to the Capricorn, all right? Capricorn, all right? Capricorn, wait a minute. Oh, this is the one that compares you together. Hold on real quick. Well, first of all, do you know what it says about Capricorns in general?
I know that it says they're short-tempered, but they really don't bother people. But if you mess with them, they will really go off. They also say that they're firm and bullheaded, like whatever they believe in, that's what they believe in. You can't really change them. And it also says something about they're very, I can't remember, like,
Okay, I got it right now. Well, just based on that right there, does that fit you in general? I'm going to read. I got the in-depth description right here. And I got the love compatibility. Yeah. I got two different sites. I got one for the love compatibility. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to ask you some questions about that. And I also got the one that just basically breaks down a Capricorn. You feel what I'm saying? So first of all, just based on what you generally know about Capricorns, do you honestly feel like you fit that description?
Yeah, all day long.
Really?
Because I don't bother people, bro. I don't start nothing. But I definitely finish it though. And I'm really the type that kind of just act like like a person might think that I'm scared because I don't really say nothing back. But when I do speak and when I do thrash out, it's gonna be for real. You're gonna damn near think that I'm psychotic. You feel me?
Let me read to you what it says. Let me read to you what it says about Capricorns. It says the first is represented is two types. There are actually two types of Capricorns. Wow. It even breaks you. It's not just one Capricorn. It's two. Okay. All right. The first is represented by the mountain goat, always climbing higher and higher, never content until reaching the top. The second is the garden goat with a little adventurous spirit or ambition to remain within a small domain, refusing to budge unless it is pushed. Either type of Capricorn, however, is patient and persevering. They reach their goals because they know the longest journey commences with a single step, And that first step is always the most difficult. The one thing a Capricorn must always try to do is balance work with play. Otherwise, they can become too one-sided, and work can replace true personal emotional fulfillment, continually climbing the eternal mountain of success. Capricorns rise to the occasion when faced with a new task or deadline. Even if something comes to a grinding halt, their ambition to reach the ultimate keeps them moving forever onwards and upwards. See, this shit is explained to me, and I'm not a fucking Capricorn to the fucking T.
Yeah.
See, this is my problem with the whole Zodiac shit. Now, first of all, out of everything that I just said, and there's more, but I'll just stop it right there. Do you feel like that sums you up in general?
See, let me answer the way I want to answer. I feel like that pretty much sums me up for the most part, besides the, you know, staying in my own domain. But I don't think that's just because I'm Capricorn. I think it's just because I'm me.
Right.
But every time I talk to somebody, they always say, you act just like a Capricorn. I'm like, okay.
But see, this is my thing, Nooney. Look, everybody pay attention. Welcome, everybody. The lines are getting, you know, getting a little heavy. Welcome, everybody. And I promise this show is going to be so much fun. I'm not going to leave anybody out. I'm going to answer every call. But this is my thing with it, Nooney. Now, you know, this is like psychic people. And these are the same people who read your palms. And, you know, they do all that psychics and stuff. Do you believe in psychics and stuff like that? Do you believe psychics exist?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they say that. I mean, it depends on what the definition of a psychic is. I mean, I do believe that some people might know the history of what's going to happen. I mean, I believe Jesus knew it. You know, I mean, I don't know if you call that psychic or not. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't believe all these people on TV who say they do it. Like,
right,
if my grandma tell me something, I believe her because everything she said has happened.
Okay, so with this being said, I feel like, and I'm going to ask everybody out here, I feel like you said, people say, oh, you act just like a Capricorn. See, the thing with it is, if you read all of them, they always have some good quality that people really would like to have in them. Even if you're not the type of person that, even if you're not the type of person that will always push and push and keep going forward and is patient and persevering, you kind of like to be that person. So if you're not really that person and you're a Capricorn, you know, you're going to say for the most part, yeah, I'm kind of like that. Even if you really deep down, nigga, you know, you ain't like that, nigga.
But hey,
want to believe these good things about themselves.
Hey, listen, but in my case, that's me all day long, though. Like, that's who I am.
Right. Maybe so, and I'm not doubting it, homie. I, matter of fact, we grinders. You feel what I'm saying? That's the definition of a grinder. But see, this description is not the description of a Cancer. But I'm a Cancer. Do you get what I'm saying? If anything,
yeah.
I was reading through a whole bunch of them today, and if you want to take one of these, I didn't even read the Capricorn. I just read through a couple of them. But I didn't even read Capricorn, but reading this Capricorn is more of what kind of person I really am than what it says about being a Cancer. Or here again, I'll meet people all the time who really go by this shit. You feel what I'm saying? And they say, you act just like a Cancer. Well, how the fuck? I think, well, what am I, a Cancer corn? Or what the fuck? Because I got a lot of attributes that a Capricorn got that they don't talk about in the fucking goddamn Cancer shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Here we have my problem with the whole Zodiac and people who believe it's bullshit. All right. Now, let me go ahead and move on to the second part of this. This is the fun part, okay? The compatibility between the Zodiac signs, okay? Now, do you know the birth date of a person that you really felt you had a connection with? What's their birthday, if you can remember?
August 6th. August 6th?
August 6th?
Yeah.
Okay, so August 6th, that person was a Leo, all right? So I'm going to go now to your Capricorn love compatibility, and I'm going to see what's popping with the Leo, you and a Leo, okay? All right, Capricorn and Taurus, Capricorn and Leo. Okay, here we are. Capricorn and Leo love compatibility. Now, you tell me if this was spot on with you and that person's relationship. All right, here we go. Ordered, organized Capricorn neither understands nor approves of Leo's exuberant impulsiveness. Leo forgives and forgets. Capricorn being the one who is slow to anger and seldom forgets. The Leo supposes that the Capricorn is full of love and spends it too economically. The Capricorn, for his or her turn, is also not the best partner for the Leo because of his or her poor imagination. The Capricorn is much more passionate in bed. They don't fit each other in the bedroom. They are both representatives of independent signs of the Zodiac that are inclined to dominate in everyday life. These two are almost complete opposites, and in case of love affair, their distinctions can appear insignificant, but in the case of marriage, they will never be happy together. Did it go anything like that?
Not really, man. I mean, you know, not really. I mean, you know.
It basically says you ain't a match for that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But this is somebody that I asked you to pick someone that you felt dearly about, that you cared about. And I'm gonna do everybody like this. So this, I'm not here to just kill the whole Zodiac thing. What I'm just saying, this is a very interesting conversation because people talk about this shit all the time. People read their horoscopes every day and go by it and judge people because they're Gemini. People have Gemini parties, Capricorn parties, all the Leos throw it up, all kind of shit. This shit is ingrained in our society, so therefore it must be a
trait. Hey, Blizzle. I'm going to tell you one thing that I have noticed, though. You might want to mash me for it. You got to have to do what you got to do. But every Gemini female that I've ever known has been extremely jealous, has been extremely possessive, has been extremely crazy and psychotic. And I know you're going to say that's all women, but I know some women that are not like I know
that. No. Oh, first of all, bro, you know me. I don't do the lump sum generalizations of groups of people. You know that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm totally against that. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact that people are individuals. So I'm a real individual. Let me meet you hands on type of person. Now you said Gemini women are jealous and are crazy, right?
Yeah, because like I have a sister, I have an ex, I have cousins, I have friends. I mean, and all of them like. They're not like, I don't mean when I say crazy, I mean like they're going to stab you with a knife or nothing. I mean like they're very dramatic, all of them. Like I've noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
And see that's the thing, because I'm over here with somebody who is a Gemini, and I didn't even know she was a Gemini because I don't know the exact dates. I just know that the girls who got Gemini tattooed on their back or their arm or whatever it's at, they're all crazy, all of them.
It says Geminis in love, they look for a partner who can keep up with them mentally and physically. All right? That's what it says. Whether Geminis like it or not, people are usually talking about them. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's what it says. So maybe you're right there now. Wait a minute now, because it says whether Geminis like it or not, people are usually talking about them. So, I mean, is that a reason for them to always feel like people hating on them or be people are jealous? The Gemini personality can appear mysterious or detached to others, and therefore they are often misunderstood and underappreciated for the talents that they have to offer the world at large.
See, so if it says they're misunderstood, then that's probably where it's at. You know, what people call crazy is just, maybe that's just the intensity. I don't know, but I know they're very intense.
Okay.
Like I know some Gemini rappers, and I mean, they're very real strong about getting their point across. Like, I mean, they're even more stronger. Like, they want to prove themselves, and I don't know.
Okay.
It's just weird to me.
All right, last question for you, Nooney. Out of all the women that you done fucked with, which is probably a lot, which sign does Nooney Jr. feel like really goddamn handling business in the bed? And I'll move on. Of course, you know I'm going to leave your mic open, but go ahead. What you got for
Gemini.
Me?
Gemini. Gemini.
Wait.
I'm gonna keep it 100 now.
But you just said they all crazy, so you like crazy pussy.
No, it ain't the pussy that's crazy; it's the mind that's crazy. But you asked me who fucked the best, who loved the best, who put it down the best. I'm gonna say Gemini.
Gemini's, you got one.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I give a second place to the Libras, you feel me? But Gemini, by far, they are the best at almost everything when it comes to being crazy, intense, love, having so much love in their heart. They just crazy. Crazy with love, crazy with passion, just crazy. You feel me?
All right. So the Geminis, y'all got one. Y'all got Nooney Jr. live. He says y'all. All right. I got to look at the Geminis, because what I did was I looked at the date, and I thought about all the girls, if I could remember their birthday. If I could somehow remember their birthday, May 22nd to June 21st, haven't really kicked it with a lot of girls on a regular basis like that, with that particular frame, you feel what I'm saying? But from what I can tell, I'm just like sitting around thinking like about my top ones at all time, the ones I can remember the birthdays of. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm gonna have to give it to Libra. You know what I'm saying? Libra, like you said, Libra. Just off the top that I can think of, people who I, you know what I'm saying, kicked it with and remember their birthdays in between September 23rd and October 22nd. Yeah. I got a few. I remember a few birthdays. Libra. The Libra. All right, Nuna, you going to stay on the phone with me and rock with me, man, or what? I got a whole bunch of people on the line.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I ain't going to be saying much. I'm just going to be in the background laughing.
All right. Next up. Michigan girl. What's happening, baby?
What's up?
Glad you can call the show. I got a lot of people on the phone lines tonight. So I'm going to try and make sure I grab everybody. All right, please don't go anywhere. I promise I will get to your line as quick as I possibly can, okay? I got quite a few people. A lot of people believe in the whole Zodiac thing, and they want to know how. They probably just want to know if they got some good pussy or good dick or not, if they fall into some kind of category or something for the most part. So far, the Gemini's got one, and I gave my best lady the Libras. As far as I really can't remember a lot of people's birthdays like that. I'm real bad with birthdays, so that may not be right. But I don't remember people's birthdays. I don't remember half. I be forgetting my mama's birthday half the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing personal. If you on the phone or if you listen to the show, like, oh hell, I know this motherfucking Nick Zick. My bad. I may not just remember your birthday. I remember your face.
Oh.
347-934-0966. That's the number. All right, Michigan girl, let's go ahead and get into it. Episode 117. What's your name? What's your sign? Do you believe in the Zodiac? What's your sign?
I look at it for fun, but I don't read my horoscope every day or nothing like that. So I won't say I believe in it, you know, like that, or, you know, I'm a fanatic about it. And I'm a Libra.
Whoa! I got you. Damn it, man.
Yes, I'm a Libra.
You just have a birthday. Oh, yeah. Well. Moving along. let me go ahead and see what it says over here about you Libras, okay? If you listen on the phone and you already are, if I read your sign already, please don't make me read it again. Damn it. Libras can switch off from the world around them. And during these periods, much more occurs on the deep, innermost levels of the Libra psyche than their closest companions can imagine. Many Libras, after establishing a lifestyle that somehow falls short of their childhood dreams, manage to conjure up a most independent life and keep up an image of being dedicated to a close relationship. They can escape into an obscure role, and often this makes them extremely successful business people. When it comes to romance and love, Libras can be difficult to fathom, yet in business, many Libras discover that they can not only be creative, but it provides an opportunity to express the more diverse sides of their personalities. Their charm can win jobs and provide them powerful friends. But in both work and play, looking for peace and harmony, Libras often say yes when they should be saying no. Anything like you, Michigan girl? Does that kind of anything? Anything biting?
No, not really. I don't think so. And I see that's the thing with horoscopes, because you got so many different websites and so many different views. Like, I've read some that I feel that are somewhat like me, and like that one you read,
right.
I might be able to pick out a couple things that I might be like, yeah, like, you know, because my charm probably has got me some jobs, and like, you know, I met some influential people and, you know, had them for contact. But for the most part, I wouldn't really just say that one is more like me, but I've read some that I'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds like me.
All right, now this is, you know what, I'm glad that you brought it up. Pay attention, everybody. See, this is another problem that I have with the whole process and the whole thing, because it's no standard across the board thing. You got some people who say Libras are like this, 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 and this, and some people who say Libras are like this. There is no standard operating thing. There is no standard that all Libras are this. I mean, depending on what you read, what psychic tells you this, if it was like all Libras are this, and every time you look up that in a Libra book or a book, a horoscope book, then it would say that. But like you said, it's so vague. To me, it's like the fucking fortune cookies inside the goddamn, the fortunes in the fortune cookie. It's like, yeah, you know, when you pop one open and you read it, you be like, oh, yeah, you know, that could be me. Or that, yeah, kind of, sort of, maybe. Nigga, that could be anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is how I see the whole horoscope shit. You feel what I'm saying?
You know, when I read what the show is about, I had to go and pull up mine because I haven't read it in a long time. So I pulled up a different one, and I was like, okay, let me read this one. And I saved it. So the one I pulled up and read, I said it sounds more like me than, of course, the one you just read. I don't know where that one came from. But the one I found.
Same thing happened with me, bro.
Yeah?
I said,
yeah.
It's the one I found that said the Libra, which is means it's balanced. It's said to be the most desired zodiac sign. It says, I'm charming, good-looking, gentle, and kind. I'm a good judge of character and have many good friends. I don't like when my decisions are challenged, and I am impatient with people who criticize me. I hate people who are cruel to others.
Okay, stop. Okay, listen, Noonie, you hear this? Listen, this is what I'm saying, everybody. Everybody on the phone line, listen. If you took that fucking description and put it to any other one of these signs, no one would dispute and say that's not me, because people want to be that person. It's like all this shit does is really just go through and pick out good qualities about people in general and just break them down and throw it on everybody.
It gives some bad qualities, too.
It gives you what?
It gives some bad qualities of a Libra, too.
Read me some of the bad qualities yours says.
It says negative Libras, and it says there aren't many, seem shallow, flirts, or can be flirtatious. They are also impatient with daily routine, can be bad with money, and indecisive and hate confrontation.
All right, is that you?
Some of those could be me because I don't like confrontation.
Some of those could be anybody. They could be anybody.
It could be, but I'm just saying. That's why I don't put
that much
into all of that.
All right. So here we go. Give me someone that you really cared about. You feel me? Tell me their birthday if you really cared about them. Now you should know their birthday, not somebody that you just you really cared about them. You know what I'm saying? You should know their birthday. Give me their birthday and sign, and I'm gonna see if. I'm going to read what it says about how you two should have matched up, and you tell me if that was the case.
Okay, somebody I really, really cared about. They was a Pisces.
A Pisces?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Libras and the Pisces. Here we go, everybody. Libras and the Pisces. Hold on. All right. Libra and Pisces love compatibility. Here is the mutual attraction. Here there is mutual attraction, but it seldom lasts long as they start off fine since both are sentimental and affectionate. In a way, they are alike. Both want to impose their romantic visions on reality. Libra can get along with mass people, but Pisces, they're more discriminating, and this is the source of their disagreements. Nothing makes Libra more miserable than a sulky, complaining Pisces. Finally, Libra will become tired with the Pisces' desire to rely on someone. As for the Pisces, they can't stand the fact that the Libra has a vast variety of interests. If a Libra becomes quarrelsome, Pisces will plunge into despondency. Does it sound sad? Yes, it does, and it doesn't work. Did anything like that? Are y'all not together now? Did it not work out? Did it start off fine and end quickly? Did y'all have quarrels? What? Anything?
It started off fine. We're not together now. And actually,
everything starts off fine. It was a trick question. They all started off fine.
I'm just saying. But honestly, that description, I honestly have to say that does sound a lot like us, because I'm a social person, and that person couldn't stand the fact that I had a lot of friends. They didn't have very many friends. They were very selective about who they dealt with, and you know, I always wanted to, let's go here, let's go there. No, they didn't want to go. And it caused a problem.
Did it have anything to do with the sign, though? Or was it just him?
No, I think it was just him. He was an asshole, but, you know, that's
easy. See, people are people. That's my whole point.
Right. People are people. But I understand for the topic of discussion, if you're going to compare it, then he kind of fit the description of the sign. But, I mean, I really just think he was an asshole. But, you know.
All right. Okay, so. Here we go.
Okay.
Which one? Which one? If you can think back to a couple of them, you know what I'm saying? You know, you women, you know, what's your sign, whatever. You know, when a nigga really drag your ass, you know what I'm saying? Which one put it down in the bed? I'm keeping score here.
It's a tie. I honestly have a tie.
What is it?
Between Scorpios and Cancer.
Uh-huh. Oh, so Cancer! All right. Well, I'm going to give them both a mark. It's a tie. The Cancer and the Scorpios get one. All right? All right, Michigan girl. Thank you. And let me move on to the next person. All right? I got a whole bunch of people on the phone line today. All right?
All right.
All right. Hey, stay around, though. You already know we're going to keep it live.
All right.
Key, what's happening, babe?
Well, hold on.
I wasn't huffing and puffing like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? If this, you know, some subjects I will do you like that because you know you, I already know you're gonna say some bullshit. But this is not one. I don't know what you could possibly what you're gonna say on this one. You feel what I'm saying? But let me go ahead and get into it. Episode 117. The Zodiacs. What do you believe in the Zodiacs? Do you go by them? Do you read your horoscope? And what sign are you?
I don't go around. I don't like, I'm not the one to be trying to read my horoscope every day and live by it and all that and all.
What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
You're a Leo? Why is that not surprising?
Let me read what a Leo is.
All right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your life pursuit, by the way, is to lead the way. That's what your life pursuit is.
I'm a leader, yeah.
Uh-huh. Noonie, your life pursuit is to be proud of your achievements, Noonie. That's what your life pursuit is. You agree?
Yeah, all day.
Okay. And Libra, don't make sure your life pursuit is to be consistent. Okay, that's what Michigan girls say. So Leos, any Leos on the line? Your life pursuit is to lead the way, okay? A description. Love triumph. Oh, my God. I'm done already. I'm already done. First fucking line. This is everybody, this is explaining key, people. Let's keep this in mind. Love triumphs over all for this sign. Do I need to go on? Can I stop now? Are we just going to agree around?
It does.
Okay, I'll play along.
Love
triumphs over all for this sign, which is ruled by the heart and operates from this dimension also. Leos are born fortunate, charismatic, and positive. They attract not only an abundance of friends and opportunities, but manage to survive life's stormy times with style and good humor. Okay. Once a lion is committed in a relationship, they are totally devoted and faithful. Should their heart?
When I stop being committed to it, then it's done.
Right. Should their heart or trust be broken, they never forgive or forget. Well, now, then again.
See? There you go. That's what I'm saying.
When a relationship breaks down, even a long-standing one, they can disappear into the sunset without a backward look. Okay, maybe. Maybe. Leos can cut ties and leave others heartbroken. And usually there's a good reason why they have broken the trust. For a Leo, when a relationship is over, really over, it's over for good. All right. So, okay. Yeah, maybe so.
Uh-huh.
I'll give them that part they got right with you. Yeah. So I guess in general, I'm not even going to ask this, but in general, you agree with this assessment of a Leo, of you?
Yeah, and like when you were saying people want to agree with the good things, some of those are considered bad things, but it's still true. Like, that's pretty much true for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in it, I'm in it. When I'm done, I'm done. It's that simple.
Okay.
I love hard, but when I'm done with it, I'm done with it.
All right, I can accept that. I don't know. You know, they just kind of threw me off when the first thing it said, love triumphs over all. I don't know about that in you. don't know.
But see, when some people when they say love triumphs over all, that they assume that means you're gonna put up with a lot of stuff. That's not necessarily true.
Oh, really? It's not. Uh huh.
No, love can triumph without you putting up with nonsense.
It says your weakness is your pride. This is one sign where they're saying this is one sign where they're saying flattery will get you everything applies. But be warned, criticism will slam the relationship or a friendship door right in your face. So are you proud and can't be criticized? Is that you?
I am. I do have a lot of pride, but I can take constructive criticism depending on who it's coming from.
Uh-huh. That's what it
is
says.
Is it depending who or how it's coming at you?
Both ways, both who and how. Like, if it's somebody I feel like don't have a right to even speak about me, it's like, nah, you only have the right to say that because look at your situation. But, and it's about how, like, when you got to be tactful when you're talking to me critically. And I have to have a certain type of respect for you. Because when I have a certain type of respect for a person, they can pretty much say whatever. And I'll, you know what I'm saying, I'll take heed to it. I might not do it, but I'll listen.
Okay. All right. So give me the birthday of someone that you care dearly about, and I'm going to see your compatibility. I'm gonna match it up and see if that's how it went down for you two guys, okay? Birthday, please.
See, that I cared about? Do
I mean,
have
somebody
to be
that
in
you...
a, like an opposite sex type relationship?
I don't know.
I'm saying like a good friend. You know what I'm saying? Because that could be somebody that you really care about.
Oh well, yeah. Actually, you know what? I just for fodder for the show, I was keeping it on the opposite sex tip so I could have something to talk about and make this cool sound effect. But it can be whatever. Just however you want to, whatever you want to say.
Okay, November 14th.
November 14th.
Yeah.
That would be a Scorpio. Okay. Leo love compatibility with a Scorpio. Well, it's only really giving me the romantic side of it. Yeah, it's not giving me the friendship side, so you might not want to hear that one.
Who else
know what I
cared
saying?
About? Ooh.
Yeah, see, you see my point? You see my point now? Right.
Who else
and,
cared about?
And here we go back to my point, initially.
I'm not paying that question. Yeah, I can't. Somebody that
nobody. That's because you don't love.
I do love.
Love shit is a sham. Oh, shit is a sham. What about in the bedroom?
I'm done, so
all
this stuff be out the window after that. Like, I don't even need to
remember your birthday. Oh, you still saying? Yeah, okay. But like what I said, when you're done, you're done. What about in the bedroom? No, tell
man,
me you don't
I
remember.
I had some of my best, I had some real, and I'm going by the number of them, Capricorns.
Bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Capricorns, you got one.
Capricorns in this bitch, big closet.
And they went in my sheer number because, you know, like, for some reason I have this weird animalistic type attraction to Capricorns in the bed, but the relationship is not
animalistic
worthy.
Like,
yeah.
like zebra panther?
Like be in heat when I'm around them.
Damn it, man.
This something happened. There's sparks in there with me and Capricorns for some reason.
Really?
But we can't be in a real relationship.
Well, let me see how you match up with the Capricorn real quick, and I'll move on to the next caller.
We don't match relationship-wise.
Leo and Capricorn love compatibility. Ordered, organized, Capricorn.
You already read it for Noonie. You read it for Noonie.
Was it a Leo?
Yep. He said a Leo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Capricorn is much more passionate in bed. They don't. It says they may not fit each other in the bedroom. They are both representatives of signs of the zodiac that are inclined to dominate in every life. These two are almost complete opposites, and in the case of a love affair, their distinctions can appear insignificant. But in the case of marriage, they will never be happy. Well, you were right about that. You know what I'm saying?
And see, me too. I'm considered a cuspian. Like, I was born right where the Virgo takes over, so I have some Virgo qualities.
Oh, okay.
But Virgos and Capricorns, they are like almost a perfect match.
Okay.
So she actually believes in all this hoopla. That's basically
she broke it all the way down. She broke it kind of all the way down.
I like to read. I read.
Okay.
It's interesting.
It's one thing to read, but it's another thing to believe.
Yeah.
See, you're doing a little bit more than reading. You're actually believing.
Which I'm not knocking you. Because I don't count nobody out because of their sign. If I count you out, it's because of some kind of other reason, not because of your birthday.
You partially believe. Admit it.
I partially believe what it said about me.
She just took criticism without snapping on me.
I can take it.
Capricorn dick.
Take what you say.
It's how you say it. You so crazy.
Moving along. Thanks for calling the show, babe. Stay on the line. Oh my God. Noonie, please don't attack my next caller. Jana.
Hey.
I told Noonie not to attack you. I forced Noonie to attack you. Jana, what's happening, babe? I know you called. I know you said you really want to participate in this one, so I'm gonna give you. Make sure you get your time. I'm coming, everybody. I got about 20 people with their hand raised. I'm getting down the line. I'm gonna try to move faster. Episode 117. Got Jana from Texas on the line. Jana, do you believe in the zodiac signs? Do you take any stock in it whatsoever, or is it just a bunch of bullshit to you? And what is your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Whoa, that's right. You told me that. Hey. You probably could suck a good dick. Cancers give great head. In my honest assessment of the sign. Yeah. Can you? I'm just asking. But anyway, moving right along. I'm not gonna go there. Cancer, Jana. It says that your life pursuit is a constant reassurance and intimacy. See, this is why my whole shit with Cancer, this shit is totally not me, okay? I'm going to tell you right now. No fucking Cancer. We're going to read, everybody, I'm a Cancer. So as I'm reading this shit, I'm going to be interacting with Jana because I'm a Cancer. And I looked at this shit early and I was like, get the fuck out of here. People who know me know this is not me. What the fuck are you talking about? But Jana, it says that our life pursuit is constant reassurance and intimacy. Is that you? Is that your life pursuit?
I don't think so. No. I wouldn't say that, no.
This shit makes me sound like a pussy. You know what I'm saying? This is why I don't like this fucking shit. This is why I did not, you know what? I don't even believe in any fucking way. And then my sign is a crab. I'm not a crab, nigga. Am I Noonie?
You know what? It's not a yin and yang type of symbol. It's like a 6 and a 9 connected. It's like a yin and a yang. That's what it's supposed to mean. So it's not just a crab. It's that sign.
Okay. So let me read real quick. Those born under the sign of Cancer, which would be me also, are ruled by the mysterious moon. We're one of the zodiac's enigmas. It is fair to say that most Cancers are a bundle of contradictions. Really. Compassionate and caring with friends, family, and lovers, yet they can cut to the bone with their jealous remarks. I'm not jealous! Jealous remarks and ever-changing moods? Come
hey,
on,
nigga.
Man!
Hey, nigga. Nigga, hey, you ain't ran by no goddamn moon. You ran by that good training you was raised up with and everything you come up with, nigga. You hear me?
Right. This is total bullshit to me. But we're going to address it tonight on K100 because some of you believe. I'm waiting for somebody who really goes with it. I'm trying to get to that caller because I want to be like, yo, tell me what is it about it that makes you really go with it. Janice says she really doesn't go with it either.
Hey, Lexi Poole says she go with it. She calling from an 832-606 number. I'm just letting you know what number she calling from.
Oh, okay. I see. Lexi Poole, I'm going to get you, baby. I'm going to get you. Don't go nowhere. Matter of fact, I'm going to put Lexi Poole on in a second after one more caller. So Jana, what I read so far, does that describe you? I know it don't describe me, but does that describe you in any way, what I read?
No, but you see, the thing is, it comes, when you read those horoscopes, it's from different aspects of it. I partially believe, because it runs, something kind of weird runs in my family, like with the women, like,
oh, y'all
we're, fat? Get the fuck out of here. We're this guy here, man.
Go ahead, Jenna.
we tend to have dreams and tend to... And
dreams
they
about dick all day long.
They come true. And shut the fuck up, Noonie. And we predict things that are going to happen, and they happen, and, like, just instinct. Just, I don't know. I can't really explain it, but it happens with it. I know that it happens with all the women.
You know, cancers go through many phases of many foot phases of life experiences. Life doesn't stand still for this sign, even if they remain in one place, because they live so much in their internal oceans of emotion. I'm not even an emotional motherfucker. This season, I can't read anymore. I can't. Jenna, give me the
birthday. Everybody's different. Yeah. Every personality's different. So you can't really exactly go by that.
Okay. You're right. You're right. You're very different. You suck dick the best on earth. What I heard.
God.
What? I don't know what's going on with Jana and Noonie, everybody. They know, of course, Jana found my show through the Noonie Jr. show, and they got something going on. Something has happened between Jana and Noonie. They go at it every time they get on the show. I don't know what is that.
She want my dick.
Oh, Lord. No. Get over yourself.
All right, I'm going to the cancer. Give me the birthday of somebody that you cared about. Let me read your compatibility, Jana.
Cancer. 24.
Cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You. Okay. Well, cancer and cancer. Let me read that right there. Actually, I do. I will. Every cancer that I fuck with though, for real, was great in bed. I remember that about most of them. They were great in bed. Of course, I'm great in bed. All right, cancer and cancer. They have a lot in common, and that's the trouble. They are too similar to be happy together. They both suffer from excessive sensitivity. Why do they keep saying be sensitive? Excessive sensitivity, and that results in emotional problems. Both want to play the main role in the sexual relationship, and it often causes criticism and disputes. They both take words and actions to be literal truths, and that can mean some consistent pain and unrest for them. They tend to see themselves as martyrs, vastly giving individuals, and when one does not see this in the other one, the reaction is shock. They will waste a lot of time together, better spent on other things, in the middle of petty bickering and dredging up the past mistakes. However, physically they attract each other, and this connection can be rather sensual. Anything?
50-50,
Yeah, it basically says you can't even be with that motherfucker. The only thing y'all got is the sex.
Is your fat ass bending over, bitch?
What the fuck, man? Noonie! I don't know why. Why does Noonie hate you, Jana? Why does Noonie hate you so much? What have you done to this guy? What happened, Noonie? Why do you hate Jana? Real
quick, he bit my dick to my fucking dream, and I was trying to run from her fat ass.
Oh, Lord.
Jana, one last question before I go. I don't even know why you hit the phone line when you know Noonie's on the show. You know you guys gonna go at it. Who had the best sex to you out of all the signs? I'm keeping count, by the way. Nobody has more than one mark so far.
Webby did.
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Yeah.
She lied. Webby fucked her the best. That's her number 6 birthday.
Oh my God!
Did you fuck Jenna and did you fuck Webby backstage, Jenna? Like Noonie always says.
Yeah, dirty bitch. September 6th is his birthday.
Oh.
Webby's is the 6th of September.
All right.
Anyways.
You know I'm going to let Noonie fuck with you. It's
all fucking backstage, dog. Hey, she fucked him when Boosie was performing. He was behind the DJ booth, and he fucked her fat ass.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord,
I don't know why. I don't even know how you was listening to Noonie's show all this time when he does this to you, and then you bring him over to K100, and he brings you over here. You come over here, and then he still goes at you on the show.
He was fine last night. Anyways, he's just putting on the show.
He's just doing it because he's on K100.
Probably, yeah.
Thanks for calling the show, babe. I'm going to the next one. All right. I'm going to open up Lexi's pool. I got so many people I'm going to start opening up two at a time. I'm going to leave Noonie's mic open, you know what I'm saying? But I got way too many people, and I'm at halfway through the show, and I don't want to get everybody on today. I want to get everybody on. So I'm going to open up T. Lewis' line because he was up next, and I'm also going to open up, if you can mute your background for me, please, Lexi Pooh. Lexi Pooh.
What up?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Okay, so Blizzum, Noonie, T. Lewis, and Lexi Pooh is on the line. Okay. First of all, to you, T. Lewis, and what is your sign, and do you buy into the whole zodiac thing?
My sign is Capricorn, but I really don't buy into a lot of the
Noonie's a Capricorn. So were you listening when I read Noonie's joint?
Yeah, I heard some of it. I heard some of it. I had caught in a little late, but I heard some of it though. I heard most of it.
Is your life pursuit to be proud of your achievements?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's my life pursuit, but I do look proud of my achievements and what I've done. So I ain't gonna lie about that. So.
Okay, now you don't buy into it. Now stand by, T. Lewis. I'm gonna get back to you. Lexi, what's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey.
What's happening? Now Noonie says that you buy into the whole. T. Lewis, don't go nowhere because your mic is still open. Noonie says you buy into the whole thing. Well, are you fucking crazy like Noonie said?
No, well, see, it's funny because I just told him that he didn't know I was a Gemini. And I was like, what the fuck, I'm a Gemini. And my birthday is June 9th. The only part that I do play a part in is, you know, the twin, because I'm very moody. I'm like night and day. One minute, you know, I'm one way. The next minute, I'm another way. But I'm consistent. You expect it. You know, it's not fake. It's just how I am. It's in my nature. Uh-huh. So I do agree with that part. I don't know if it said anything about sexual, because I'm very sexual. But
I don't know. I'll see how you fare up with a Capricorn.
You know what?
I'll get into that later. Let me read this real quick. Geminis. Terminally curious and sometimes even mischievous. Geminis are multifaceted souls who enjoy knowing a little bit of everything, but generally not too much about one particular subject. It's just that variety that spice up their lives. You like variety?
Crazy than the motherfucker.
I do.
Okay, and Geminis have also gained a reputation of being the incessant talkers of the zodiac.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
The gift of gab. I can't get the gift of gab. You know what? Fuck all this shit. I was born for this shit. You motherfuckers keep calling me a sensitive pussy. You know, I'm not reading none of the rest of this shit. Fuck that. Geminis, like it or not. Yeah, come
what?
On. Geminis, like it or not, people are usually talking about them together with the Scorpio and Virgos. They are a sign that is often discussed, dissected, and sometimes even put down by the other zodiac signs. You got a lot of haters? You got a lot of haters, Lexi Poo?
I do. I
said she has a lot of haters. Okay. So, T. Lewis, being a Capricorn, do you agree with somebody? Got me an echo. I got here.
Yeah, somebody.
You got me?
Yeah,
turn the radio.
I hear you though.
Somebody got their radio up. Damn it, man. Lex Boo, is that you?
No, I don't have my radio on.
Noonie. Damn it, let me mute Noonie. Hello? Yeah, it was Noonie. I don't know what the hell Noonie's doing. I had to mute you. I'll open it back up in a minute. So I got T. Lewis and Lexi Poo on the line. And I'm going to get to everybody else, I promise. All right. T. Lewis, give me the sign, or give me the birthday of somebody that you felt like, you know, you really had a connection with. And then I'm going to do the same for Lexi Poo.
Let's go with, and I'm bad with birthdays, so for some reason I remember this birthday, October 20th.
October the 20th, which is a Libra. Okay, Capricorns and Libras. Okay, let's see. Capricorn love compatibility with the Libras. All right? Let's see. Capricorn and Aries, Capricorn and Virgo. Capricorn and Libra. Let's see. Here we go. Capricorn has a strong sexual interest in a Libra. Mm-hmm. Michigan girl is Michigan girl is a Libra. You want to mash Michigan girl?
Uh-oh.
Would you like to mash Michigan girl? She's a Libra.
Huh? We'll have to see about that.
Dang, Michigan girl, you heard that? He got to see about that. What the fuck he trying to say? Your mic is open. Cut this nigga out. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? You lying. What do you mean you trying to see about that? I mean, what the fuck going on? So you mean to tell me, if you seen the picture, you know who she is on Facebook. You mean to tell me she busted down, you ain't gonna shake nothing?
I don't know who I am. Some people don't know, because, you know, some people
knows.
Don't know my
reason. He knows. He's in the K-100 private group. He fucking knows. What the fuck is taking you so long to answer the question, T. Lewis? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm done. I'm shutting off Mystery Girls, Mike. I think, okay. Yeah, I did it, y'all. Don't get mad at me. It's all in good fun. Capricorn has sexual strong interest in Libra. Libra, in her, his part, likes the Capricorn's aspiration to earn money. So you a gold digger, motherfucker. Okay. However, the Libra's propensity for laziness irritates the Capricorn, who got used to work without rest. As a result, the Libra will be dissatisfied by Capricorn's sober practicality. The Capricorn would like Libra's constant attempts to be center of everyone's attention. Well, no. The Capricorn wouldn't like the Libra's constant attempts to be the center of everyone's attention. The Capricorn will even bring his or her work to bed, literally, and it will be up to the Libra to distract him or her long enough for sexual relations to take place. Guys, you sound fucking boring in bed. Really?
Damn.
Is that you, T. Lewis? You in the bed reading a book? Girl trying to suck your dick and you like, God damn it, no, bitch, move. That's you? I mean, that's essentially what it's saying here.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but, during the time this particular person here, I didn't bring work home at all, so.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about all that. Something else than working.
It's saying that y'all really wasn't compatible, so is this about right, or was it really a jumping off for you, or what?
Well, I ain't with her no more, so.
Okay. I guess that's
it. Yeah, she was gold digger, man. See, it was all about it. I couldn't do nothing for her anymore. She wanted to cut me out.
Well, see that. Look. Wait a minute. Hold on. However, it says the Libra in his or her part likes the Capricorn's aspiration to earn money. Damn it, man. That's what it says. It says the Libra likes the fact that you earn money. So, matter of fact, dog, it does actually kind of match up with what you're saying. You had a gold-digging bitch. It says that she, the Libra, which is that sign, it likes the fact that you had some money. And she was trying to get your money. So, you, this kind of matches up with your situation, dog. Is this the same chick that stole the money from you and shit? Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we on the right track.
Ah, damn it, man. Well, hey, man, maybe you should read your horoscope more often. Lexipool, will you be a couple of grand thicker? Lexipool, I'm going to open up Noonie's mic back because I had to shut it off. I don't know if he had the echo kicks. Noonie, your mic is back open. Lexipool, give me the birthday of somebody who you would like to know about your romantic compatibility.
Well, I just like to be on the safe side and name my last two exes' birthdays. December 31st and January 3rd.
December 31st?
Capricorns.
Okay. Why did I know you were going to say that? But I mean,
but they were both Capricorns. I mean, I don't know what's up with that.
The Cancer and the... I mean, no, my bad. I hit the wrong one. Gemini. The Gemini and the Capricorn, all right? Gemini love compatibility. And the Capricorn. Here we go. They have
Lord.
Different sessions. They have different sexual natures. Is that true? No.
Read more about that.
okay. The Saturn rule Capricorn will be at odds with Mercury rule Gemini. The Gemini are usually easygoing, amorous people, while the Capricorn are sluggish, devoted, cautious. Capricorn will have a hard time holding the reins on excitable, flirtatious, wayward Gemini. Whoa! I think I called you a little bit of a hoe, Lexi Poo.
No, they said flirtatious. I've never been a whore. I can admit, though, I have flirted, but I'm not a whore.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move it right along. Let me get a little bit deeper. All of Capricorn's patience is needed to deal with the partner it considers to be capricious, extravagant, and scatterbrained. Damn it.
Damn.
Holy shit. It's calling you a bimbo.
What?
Oh, Noonie. Noonie Jr. Noonie! He's ignoring me on purpose. I know he's on the phone.
What's up, nigga?
It says that you think that Geminis are capricious, extravagant, and scatterbrained. In order for the sexual relationship to be a success, the Gemini will have to distract Capricorn mind from his or her career and the problems that go with it.
Oh,
the
my initial- God.
Yeah, that, yeah, hey, that sounds very awesome right there. That sounds very realistic. Hold on, Blizzard. Does anybody on the line have anything to say about that?
Can you say that last line one more
time? I don't know how much of this is going over everybody's head. If you are, you need to wake up. Again, to the Capricorn and the Gemini on the line, in order for the sexual relationship to be a success, the Gemini, which the Gemini, so let me put names in it. In order for the sexual relationship to be a success, Lexi Poo will have to distract Noni mind from his or her career and the problems that go with it.
Yes, Noni, that's talking about your career, not mine.
It's talking about you having to distract me.
Yes, that's what it says. You have to distract Noonie from all the problems that go around with being Noonie Jr. Live, with being with Savage Life. You have to distract him away from all that. In order for the sexual relationship to work. I'm just telling you. I mean, you're the one who believed this crap. Of course, I don't. What are you doing? But if
you know,
do,
what the funny thing about the horoscope is certain points fit, but some of it doesn't.
Technical.
You know,
but does that point fit?
That's how they set it up. They're so vague. They set it up like that. They set it up to where it could mean anything to anyone. That's how they word it.
Yeah.
It's all in the wording.
Yeah.
But what about that point? That last point. Answer that.
He'd like an answer. All right. Moving right along. You know what I'm saying? T. Lewis first. T. Lewis,
yeah.
Keep it score, homie. Which ones get it in?
And the only reason I'm saying this is because I normally don't keep up with like zodiac signs and stuff like that, but I just happen to know these particular individuals. I gotta say Pisces and Leo for me.
So you go. What are you giving them? One? Is it a tie? Or what?
I'm gonna give it a tie. If I had to pick one, I have to say Leo though.
Okay. Well, Pisces, that's the only mark, the Pisces. This is the only time anybody mentioned the Pisces. And Leo's, that's your first mark. All right, what about you, Lexi Poo? Who get it in?
Whoa.
I can almost guess what you're going to say.
You know, I have, it's a tie. It's a tie between the Sagittarius and the Capricorn.
All right.
I have someone who disagrees with that on the
line.
You know, I'm going to say, you know, because I'm trying to sleep good tonight, so I'm going to say the Capricorn. You know, it's the Capricorn. It's the Capricorn. The Sagittarius is like, it's bright, it's close, but
okay.
the Capricorn is like.
Go ahead and fix
what
it right now. Go ahead and fix it, baby. Go ahead and fix it.
Grizzly, you so busy. Grizzly, help us out, baby. You're supposed to be cool, man. Help us out. Don't do your girl like that.
Hey, Blizzard, she like comparing like three or four Sagittarius against this one Capricorn. I'm a motherfucking beast, my nigga. You feel me?
Oh, my God. I've only been with one Sag.
Oh.
You know, I haven't had too many sex partners. Remember, I can count mine on one hand.
Does anybody else on the phone line think Noonie Jr. and Lexi
Poole
are fucking?
I can count my sex partners on one hand.
Anybody else on the phone line? I don't know. It's been rumored. I don't ask. I'm just wondering. I don't know. I am messy. This is K100, bitches.
You said he is messy. Blizzard, you pulled out. You like.
Yeah, man, it's all a good fun. I know. I'm saying
it's funny.
Thanks for calling the show.
All
right.
One time for the Capricorn. That's all I got to say.
Well, Capricorn,
what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer. And fuck
the
Capricorn.
Okay, well, what about the Cancers? I ain't heard much about the Cancer. The Capricorn taking over the show.
Cancer, they're trying to make me out to be a sensitive bitch. That's what the fuck it says. It's
going to be you the host. You can't be no sensitive bitch, you know?
Of course.
They're sensitive crabs. That's what it says in the play.
Got here. You know what I'm saying? They keep trying to make me into a sensitive bitch. And that's why I don't agree with none of this shit. You feel what I'm saying?
But you know what I can say? I can speak for one of my best friends. She's a Capricorn.
and she's a freak. I don't know if it's the same way for the men. I don't know if the signs go the same, but my one of my best friends for like 8 or 9 years.
I'm a Cancer, and I'm like a humongous freak. And it doesn't say anything about that in my sign. So fuck this whole shit.
It made you seem like a pussy-ass nigga.
Right. You know what I'm saying? What is, I mean, come on, man. Come on. Come
that's
on, you people
up.
Right here. The only thing it said that I agree with is that I have multiple personalities, and I am, in fact, a crazy multiple personality motherfucker. I am, in fact, Blizzom, Sorrow, and Blue, and they are all three different people living inside this one shell. And that's all they got for. That's it.
But all this shit is bullshit, huh?
No, the rest of it is bullshit. All right, everybody. I'm going to the next caller. This shit is crazy. All right, I'm going to T. Lewis and Lexi Pool is off the air. Next up, April. Oh, this is L. LL, what's happening, baby? LL.
What's going on?
I got so many people on the line. I'm doing two at a time. So now there's you, and I see Ruby Candy. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on? Man, I got so many numbers on the line. I got to open up two at a time, y'all. Sorry. I see Shay in 256. You up next. I see another 71. I see 718 and an 850. You guys are next. Now I see Keisha F. Yeah. So I'm going to make sure I get everybody. I got 45 minutes. I got plenty of time. All right. So right now I'm on the line. Of course, my homie Noonan Jr. is Mike is still open. You know, so whenever he joins
hey,
the show,
Noonan.
What it do? Ruby Candy, LL is on the line, all right? That's who's on deck
hey,
right
LL.
Now.
Ruby, okay, Blizzard, I have an update, though, from the other night's after party where we got Ruby's breaking news.
Uh-huh.
I did some investigating journalism, and
uh-huh.
I have to say that everything I found out, Ruby Candy was not fibbing to us. It was
so
all
just,
indeed
so
what
so
she said
so,
it was.
So she
and
is literally.
I usually
she
can
is,
uncover a lie real quick.
Okay. So she is literally fucking bananas, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Because only a crazy motherfucker would have actually been able to live up to all this shit. Only, so Ruby is fucking crazy.
She is bananas.
You're telling me.
Yeah, she's crazy. Really,
okay.
Real.
I'm a Cancer.
Well, yeah,
I'm a Cancer. What do you expect?
She does her show from a padded room. I'm totally convinced.
All of that shit is true.
I am a Cancer. What do you expect?
Well,
I am Ruby Candy Renee. What do you expect?
AKA Freak Nasty.
Yes, AKA Freak Nasty. And my new thing, I'm...
Right. I'll go with the whole freaky shit because I'm freaky as a motherfucker. I'm a Cancer. I don't doubt that. You know what I'm saying? I get it in. Hell yeah.
Yes. No, I don't believe in it either.
You can pass me that question. I don't believe in it either.
Okay, neither one of you believe in it, but both of you know what the fuck your signs are, some kind
yes,
of way.
Yes, and I'm not sensitive. I'm not none of that.
I do know what my sign is, but I only know what my sign is from other people telling me. Like,
aren't
I don't
follow
it.
Aren't
yes,
you a Libra?
I'm a Libra.
Yes.
Supposedly, I'm a Libra. And you know what, though? For some
but
reason,
I said
like,
Libra,
everything
I said
that
Libra,
people...
I said Libra's had some good pussy. You should applaud me.
Congratulations with your sensitive self.
Right. Okay.
Congratulations.
Well, I want to read it. I know you don't believe in it, and Ruby, you've been online. Ruby, I don't know, Ruby. What do you think? First of all, let me ask Ruby, then I'm going to read yours, LL. Is the Cancer summation right about us? Really?
No.
It's
I don't
really
know where to get that shit from, but them Cancers that sensitive and shit, they ain't Cancers.
I mean, constant reassurance and intimacy, that's our life pursuit? Really?
No.
Get the fuck out of here. The motherfuckers who listen to K100 know that's just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, that's some BS. That's for real some BS.
Love and romance matter more than anything to us.
No. I can say that too because I don't believe in that shit because I have one relationship and just one relationship. So basically, no. No, it does not. No.
Well, wait a minute. But with their changeable natures, Cancerians are fascinating, mysterious, stimulating, and extremely alluring. Wait a minute, we have Houston, we have a liftoff. Wait a minute. This sign is one of the most magic of all, and once their magic has reached you, they are most beguiling companions. Oh, so once I mash your ass,
you went for the long haul.
That's about right. Okay.
No. Yeah, you know what? I can say that's right. You know, it's like somebody fucking cancer. Yeah, y'all hooked.
Maybe they're on to something with that one. Maybe they're on to something.
Yeah, y'all are hurt. I'm sorry, cancer. Yeah, cancers, we put it down. Not put, but we pick it down in the bedroom.
Okay. Libra, LL Libra, your life pursuit is to be consistent. You and Michigan girl are both Libras. Your life pursuit is to be consistent. Would you say that is a summation? Yeah? No?
I can say that everything that anyone has read to me, as far as a Libra goes, pretty much fits me like a book. It really does. Mm. But I don't follow it. I think, like, if you follow the horoscopes and things, then you subconsciously do things to make what the horoscope said come true.
I like it. I agree. See, people speaking a curse upon themselves. It's like people speaking a curse upon themselves to say that
when most time when people do read their horoscope, that's like the first thing they do in the morning. So they don't even know how their day would come out if they didn't read it, because they've already subconsciously planted that seed in their mind, and mm-hmm. everything that their horoscope said was going to happen happens because somewhere along the line they do something to make it happen because they feel like it's going to happen anyway because they've already read it. So.
I agree. What were you going to say, Nooney? What did you say, Nooney?
I was like, it's like sometimes people take vitamins and they, oh, yeah, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling stronger. Bitch, you don't feel better. That's fake-ass vitamin. That shit don't work.
Exactly. It'd be a placebo. Right. And it don't, you know what I'm saying, it don't have no effect. It might as well be a Tic Tac, you know what I'm saying, or a Sweet Tart. But because
yeah,
you
it
think
might,
that
it well
supposed
be
pissed, to make you,
pissed,
that's
sugar
what I give
and shit
my kids.
Yeah. Let me read this to you, LL. And Michigan girl also, I think I read some of this to her. Every adolescent Libran's fantasy is to find a prince or princess of their dream. As their lives unfold and experiences the false starts and dramas, broken hearts and delusions, they encounter seeking this personal holy grail. Often shapes their future. You feel me? This often shapes their future. So are you in pursuit of your prince? Love and love loss makes a big difference with the Librans. Although their often happy-go-lucky appearance against all odds may not really reveal that this is truly a fact. You're really looking for your prince. Is that it? Is that you?
Yeah. Like I said, everything that anyone has pretty much ever read to me, even though I don't read it and I don't follow it, concerning, I have those characteristics in my personality. I do. So somebody had to be on point somewhere. When they wrote all this down, but as far as following it, I stick with like my first comment. If you wake up in the morning and read it, it's gonna happen to you. Like if that's what you're depending on. But yeah, everything is pretty much on point as far as Libra goes. With just my, I'm stubborn. Where my talent lies in communication, you know, the different things that you can read, it's pretty much on point with me. It is mm-hmm. all day.
Okay. What Librans have to always remember when looking to fulfill their dreams is they should never undermine their own integrity and hold out until their dreams do come true, not simply take whatever is offered.
Exactly. But you learn that as you grow. You know what I'm saying? That can apply to a lot of people because,
right.
I mean, just because it looked good, you don't need to grab it right then. You need to find out about it and then wait to see if it was just nice and nasty. Like my grandma would say, nice on the outside but nasty on the inside, you know. But a lot of times I don't do that. I don't wait. I'm learning to do that now as I get older and reaping the benefits from it. But I think that's a growing process with everybody.
Right. So give me the birthday of somebody who you would like to know about your love compatibility. Somebody that you did in the past, or maybe somebody that you're kicking it with now, you know? Just give me so I can do a love compatibility with them. What's their birthday?
Okay, so I keep breaking up with this dude, so please tell me what's wrong with him. June 26th. I think we're just not compatible.
He's a cancer. Libra and the Cancer. Let's find out real quick what the issue. Let's see if the stars can tell us what the problem is this nickel. Libra and Cancer love compatibility. This pair operates on entirely different levels. Cancer wants love to be emotionally transcended. Libra seeks perfect intellectual communion. It is difficult for the Libra to get on well a Cancer's changeable temperament. So it's saying once again that we're some
He's
moody bitches.
He's too sensitive. He's too effing sensitive. I knew that already. I should have just said it.
You
he
know what?
Too
wait, stop. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. I don't like. Because we're not
Wait. Well, I don't even know why y'all get mad because I said he's too sensitive. I didn't say y'all.
But it ain't just a sensitive-ass figure you got. It ain't because he's a Cancer, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't read what it's saying. You can't get mad at me because what
it's saying. Come on now. You know what, Blizzum? It's just the early Cancers. I say they're all sensitive anyway.
What is the early Cancer? See, I'm not going to go break it all.
I say the 21st to the 1st.
Oh, well, I'm on the 5th, so I guess that's why I'm not a sensitive.
I know, I'm
Cancer.
On the 10th.
Okay, so the Cancer, it goes on, LL. You might want to listen to this part.
So I'm not, okay, but if before you go on, I don't worry about it. It's just not going to work because the stars say it ain't supposed to. Okay, cool, I'm with you.
The Cancer for his turn feels uncertain and anxiety about the Libra's attachment. The Libra is attached by the Cancer's, the Libra is attracted by his moods, by the Cancer's moods, but you prefer to avoid any trouble. Cancer will have to bring some excitement and glamour into the bedroom and their lovemaking if he and she would like to capture and hold the Libra's attention. So he's got to fuck the shit out of you in order to hold you. Okay.
I know, and that's why we done broke up 3 times. And I'm like, you know what? I can't keep going back to this dude for the sex. I just can't do it. I need to do it.
You do say that. He will
leave him alone. And he do.
I want
to
make sure. He's a Cancer. He's a Cancer.
I need more. I have to say Cancers put it down. They do.
Okay. That's what I was trying to
do. Over and over again.
We don't get enough. It's like we don't get enough.
We have 3.
I got mad at him and text him, told him, can you please just come over anyway? See, that's just bad. It's just bad. So that's
right.
My vote. Cancers get
the marriage is almost unreal.
It says,
but if Cancer turns critical, especially about the Libra's extravagance, Libra will start looking elsewhere. The connection is possible, but the marriage is almost unreal. Basically, you can't match up in a marriage.
Yeah, that's a given because he is too sensitive, and I can't deal with that.
Okay, all right.
But I would marry something else on him. Okay, let me read this.
These fucking women, and they say it's
Blizzum. Okay, look, Blizzum, we broke up again today, so I asked him, I called him in the house, and I'm like, you know, can we just be cut buddies? He got mad, he got sensitive, and was like, no, I don't want a cut buddy, I want a girlfriend. I'm like, are you serious? We're like over 30.
Yeah, are you fighting these fucking niggas? I just want to give you my pussy, Oh, no, I don't just want your pussy, I want more. Kill yourself, nigga.
You can't handle the truth.
He can't handle the truth. No, he can't.
Okay,
hey, you ain't tell me no shit like that, baby girl.
Hey, for real. Where did they make the nigga who just only get the pussy and got to worry about no strings attached?
Who does that?
Where is this nigga? Where do they breed these niggas?
Know that Libras are passionate lovers, and we love. And sometimes, like y'all Cancers, it's hard for y'all not to just want that. Y'all sometimes do want more. Did you read that part?
I did. I skipped over it. Ruby Candy.
Oh, yes.
Give it to me, baby. Give me a birthday. Give me somebody that you want to know about a compatibility.
This girl that I'm talking to, she's a Pisces.
A Pisces, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read this because my son, I'm going to read this one. My son's mom was a Pisces. Let me see how we fared up with Pisces. Cancer love compatibility. My son's mom was a Pisces. Let's see here. What does it say about that? Let me see if I can see why the fuck shit fucked up, went wrong.
And then when you do that, I want to read on Cancer, too, because my ex-wife, she's a Cancer, too.
Okay. Well, we like to fuck each other's brains out. I can pretty much
say
that.
I know.
This is an infection. Wait a minute. This is an affectionate, sensitive couple who will bolster each other's ego. Pisces is an imaginative dreamer, but Cancer is an imaginative worker, and together they can make their dreams a reality. Okay, Pisces provide romance in Cancer's life, and Cancer is the all-protective lover Pisces need. They are a good pair of field and sex. They match up well in the bedroom. They are both sympathetic and try to support each other. Probably the Cancer would be the leader, but because of the Pisces' inclination for some eccentricity in love affairs, it may not work. The quarrels are usually short and quickly come to an end.
So basically just tooted and booted, right?
They are perfectly fit for each other. They can spend their time during the day and during the night with the same result at the sentimental company. Yeah, all that may be true except for the fact that I like to fuck a lot. And
yeah. But Blizzum, you should have told everybody who their match was. Like, who's the Libra's match?
But it doesn't. Well, it says that right there. It says that we're basically a match for the. It says that we're a match. You feel me?
No,
if you want the matches, then you need to comment on Blizzum's status and he'll give you all the matches. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Well, okay, Noonie.
So
bim,
basically,
bim,
you said a Cancer and a Cancer, baby.
Bim, bim.
Fuck each other brains out. I can believe that. That's true. I believe that.
All right, Cancer and Cancer for Ruby Candy. Cancer and Cancer. We have a lot in. Oh, actually, no, we don't. Farewell. We have a lot in common. That's the trouble. We're too similar to be happy together. That's what it says about us. Physically, we attract to each other, and this connection can be real sensual, but the marriage will never work. So that's why you're divorced, and that's why you came home and your girlfriend was fucking another
okay,
bitch.
Okay,
enough. Oh man.
I'm sorry,
Ruby.
Put
your dog ass.
It was inevitable, baby.
Yeah.
There was no other way around it.
Yeah. All right. Let me get. Come on. I gotta grab the rest of these calls. They've been waiting for a long time. All right. I'm off the line with Ruby Candy. Ruby, do you want to tell people where you're gonna be at tonight? Are you doing a show tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing one tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm doing one tonight at 11:30. I'm doing one tonight at 11:30, and I'm gonna post up everything. So I'm gonna send it to you, but I'm gonna say everything in a little bit. I'll let you finish doing all your callers.
All right. Also, I'm getting ready to open up the mic lines. Shay and 256, you're on deck. Real quick, everybody that's on the lines, well, I got a lot of people on here, people who may not know. Nuna Jr. also has the Blog Talk Radio show. Tell them how to get there, homie.
BlogTalkRadio.com/ Nuna Jr. 347-934-0213. That's BlogTalkRadio.com/ Nuna Jr. NOONIEJR 347-934-0213. Add me. I'm on Blizzard page on Facebook. Nuna Jr. Savage Life ENT.
All righty. That's the homie. Now, Shay and from the 256, you guys are on the air. You're on the air with Blizzard K100 Internet Radio. Also, I got my homie Nuna Jr. Guest hosting, co-hosting with me from the Nuna Jr. Live Show. Thanks
Damn.
For tuning in.
Wow.
So hold on. I know who Shay is. 256, who is this?
Alabama.
Okay. Well, what's your name, homie?
This is Ruthenia.
Who?
Ruthenia.
Oh, Ruthenia. What's happening, baby? Thanks for calling back to the show. This is the second time around. All right. I got to remember that 256. I got to remember that shoe.
North Alabama. Stand up.
Uh-huh. See, Noonie be all over. I didn't know where the fuck it was at. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay.
I didn't know it was Alabama. I just knew I didn't that's why I didn't recognize that zip. I couldn't remember it. It was a while ago when you called last. 713, you up next and the other 850 number and 404. I got 30 minutes. I got plenty of time to get to you guys. I got plenty of time. So we on the line with Shay and Ruthenia. All right. On K100 Internet Radio. Episode 117.
Bow,
what's
bow,
your name?
Bow.
What's your sign? All right. First up, Shay, and I ask you first, and I go to Ruthenia. Do you buy into the zodiac? Do you read your horoscope? Do you kind of feel what it's saying a little bit? And what's your
sign? Rent money, booty.
Not really.
Yeah. Shay.
Yeah, I do, but I don't read it like at the beginning of the day, like a girl was saying. I like to read mine like at the end of the night or either like the next day to just kind of compare to see how much of it they was like on cue with.
Why do you read it in the night? Do you read it in the night so you can fuck the shit out of somebody with their rent money booty?
No, Noonie. I read it to see how much of it was like a to see how much of it was true or if it was true or that kind of thing like that.
If most of it was true, damn, how much do you do? Most? What do you mean by most? All right, go ahead, Blizzum. Go ahead.
What is your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh!
Are you freakier than Blizzum?
I might be.
Only one way to find out, huh?
I might be.
Are you going to find out if you're freakier than Blizzum?
You're bad, Noonie. You're so bad.
I'm not even going to read back all the cancer shit because you've been on the line for a minute. You've been hearing everything I said about cancers in between me and Ruby and everybody else. What do you think about the assessment that they give us as cancers? Are we sensitive motherfuckers or what? Moody or what?
I think that cancers are sensitive. See, y'all are looking at sensitive as if it's like you know, soft, like pussy ass, like you said. No, cancers are very intuitive by nature, people, and sensitive in the sense that, you know, you feel for people. You feel...
She wrote the article that you're reading, buddy.
It's not like to be taken, like, literally like that.
Okay. So maybe so I was out of control. I was out of control when I said it was calling me a sensitive bitch. That's how I feel.
No, you weren't. You were not out of control, man. No, that thing tried to portray you as a... fucking punk or something. Like, it's not you.
No. See, and you know what? The whole thing with the cancer being the crab and, like, you know, how we retreat into our shell, that's not saying, like, you're a pussy-ass bitch. That's saying, like, you know, you take time to yourself to, like, deal with stuff. And then you come out when you're good and ready. That's like, all about being a cancer.
I'm reading it all wrong is what you're saying.
Hold on. Yeah. That's not what Blizzum does. Like, when the fucking gay dudes are kissing in the park, he jumps in front of his kids. Like, he doesn't wait to act on it. He does it right then and there.
That doesn't have anything to do with him, what he's dealing with personally. I mean,
he doesn't cry like a little bitch, okay? Hey, he doesn't cry like a fucking bitch.
Crying.
Hey, shut the fuck up. I'm just joking.
That's about his different personalities. His different
rent
levels.
Money, booty.
There's
rent
different
money,
levels
booty.
Of the shell on a crab.
All right, so Shay, you agree with your assessment. Ruthenia.
Yes.
Ruthenia, what about your, what's your sign, baby?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, you the first one of the day.
Slut, nasty freak.
What?
Freaks.
Aries? Let me see what they talk about, Aries. Okay.
Love sucking dick. They love sucking dick.
And you know
I don't know.
Because Aries, and all of the Aries girls I mess with, they sucked me down. You hear me? And they were from Alabama. They were from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Ooh.
God damn it.
Aries,
hello.
The thrill of the moment. That is your life pursuit. Ruthenia, do you live for the moment?
Nah.
You see a big dick, you go suck a big dick. Yep.
You're so cute.
Thank you.
All right, let me read some more. Let me read, because this is the first Aries I've had. So let me go ahead and I haven't had anything to say about these guys today. Let me get into it. They are fire signs, and they're born under this element, and they are regarded in astrology as adventurous, active, and outgoing. It won't matter where you go or how remote or unusual it is, from the outback to the Antarctic, you can be sure that an Aries has been there before you, or at the very least, you will meet one along the way. Aries is a uniquely naive sign. Oh. Although they are independent, outgoing, and assertive, they are also surprisingly trusting and often innocently walking into the lion's den at times. Are you gullible, Ruthenia?
No.
No?
Walking to Noonie Jr.'s lion's den.
I don't know. I needed a lion effect right there. That would have been perfect. No matter what upheaval, challenge, or triumph they confront, an Aries has a wonderful ability to bounce back. Their faith in life and the future remains untouched by hardship. Their gift is that they are always children at heart, and the world is always a magical place for them. Many famous sports people are born under this sign. Aries are regarded as the most physical sign because of its man's rulership. Some of the negative things about an Aries, whether male or female, Aries people are doers rather than talkers. They are impulsive. They act first and ask questions and have doubts about it later. That's why their lives are often filled with much drama and sometimes even accidents.
Huh. They suck dick and then they, yeah, what should I have did that like?
Ruthenia,
you're so wrong.
I am.
What do you say about that?
I say it's a bunch of bullshit because that's not true, yeah. Everybody is their own individual person, and you know what I'm saying? You know who you are and how you are. you know.
Okay.
What do you say about the big dick thing? What do you say about that?
And you are meaning?
What do you do when you see a big dick? Like, you kind of just jump on it, or you don't do it?
Oh, God. You are too cute. You can continue blizzing.
Okay.
You know what? Don't ask her no more, Nooney. Don't ask her no more. She don't want to ask it.
Wow.
I'm not going to let her badge you no more, baby. Don't ask her no more. Okay, let's
high go. Class Alabama girls.
Yes.
That is kind of.
I am from Bay County. Thank you very much.
Oh, you from Panama City?
Yes.
Aha. That changes everything.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Aries, what about your love compatibility? What sign, what person would you like to see about your love compatibility? Even though you don't believe in it and you don't take stock in it, you think it's a bunch of bullshit, like you said, love compatibility would you like for me to read to you? How do you match up with what?
Sagittarius.
A Sagittarius. We haven't had any Sagittariuses on the line. Hopefully I will. I got about 7 more people, and I'm going to get to all of them. So hopefully one of them is a Sagittarius. You're the first Aries. Aries and Sagittarius. Okay. The Mars-Jupiter duo are usually an ideal match for each other. Looking good for y'all. Sagittarius is a perfect temperamental match for Aries. They are both active, spontaneous people who like socializing, have extravagant taste in common, and enjoy the good life. And
yeah.
Aries' optimism and his good sense of humor will help to overcome the propensity of the Sagittarius to argue and will bring a funny side into the process of making love. Mutual understanding achieved in a bedroom can create a favorable atmosphere for the relationship. So it says y'all going to be getting it in. This is certainly successful and a recommended union. The marriage will be connected closely with the problem of physical status, with a problem of physical satisfaction. In other words, if they make it in the bedroom, they'll make it everywhere else. So it's a possibility he can't fuck, but you still don't like him.
Sounds like that applies to all relationships, huh?
Is
December 10th Sagittarius?
Yeah, that's it. That's just for Sagittarius.
Well, you have a Sagittarius on the line. That will be coming up soon.
Oh, okay. We'll get to the Sagittarius in a minute. All right.
I'm so happy.
You're happy? You're digging this person. You must want it to work because it's giving y'all a favorable outlook.
I don't know who I really, really would be great with in bed.
Sagittarius.
That part.
It says Sagittarius.
That's a curiosity thing because, you know.
But
it says
really, Sagittarius, though. I mean,
great with Sagittarius. You should meet one and you know, just give him a big hug and say, hey, baby, I want you, you know, hey.
I think Nuna's trying to hook you up with somebody.
It's really not my style. That is so not my style, but whatever.
No. Okay.
And whatever your style is, you should say, hey, Saggy, you know, you want to get raggy, laggy, caggy, you know, whatever.
Okay.
I'm just curious because Ruthine is kind of cute how you would match up with a Cancer. So I'll read it. This combination is usually hard to match. Okay, moving right along.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Don't be a sensitive
bitch.
I want you
to read the Cancer and Sagittarius. I need you to read that.
The Cancer and Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Shay. Let me get the Cancer and Sagittarius for Shay. All right. Cancer love compatibility with the Sagittarius. And, you know, I don't even know why.
Just because the sex was so good. I just need to hear. I'm just curious.
Okay. Just because the sex is so good, you got to hear it.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
They usually have the different purposes and desires. Sagittarius is the wanderer and does not like to stop his or her choice on something certain. Why does everybody else shit sound like me but me? The Cancer wants to be sure. The Cancer wants to be sure of the love of the partner. What the fuck? The Sagittarius is not capable to ensure it. The Cancer lives for the sake of the future. Sagittarius lives for the day. Cancer's jealousy is aroused by Sagittarius' flighty faithfulness ways. Sagittarius is bored by Cancer's dependency. The Cancer would be deeply offended by this fact. Sexually, Sagittarius is very attractive, and as a rule, Cancer is easily satisfied. I'm easily satisfied. Motherfucker, you know how hard it is to get a bitch to goddamn make me come from sucking my dick? Get the fuck out of here! I'm easily satisfied! Kill yourself, you fucking Zodiac bitches!
And there's the moody Cancer right there, everybody.
Motherfuckers. Move right along. Okay. Ruthenia, out of everybody that you fuck with, we're taking score here. Out of everybody that you fuck with, which sign gets the best, gets the most marks in bed for you?
Oh my God. That's gonna be hard to say.
Sagittarius, maybe?
Is there an echo in the background?
Nuh-uh. Go ahead.
God, I would have to say Gemini, probably.
Gemini.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Gemini. That's two for the Gemini. So far, though, so far, the Cancer's got three. Scorpio's got two. Gemini's got two. What about you, Shay?
I'm going to have to say it's like kind of a toss-up between the Sagittarius and the Cancer.
Aha. Four for the Cancer. Sagittarius gets one more. We in the lead, motherfuckers. We in the lead, Ruby. Ruby, your mic is open. We in the lead, baby. We heard them out here.
Hey, she needs to give one ass. She can't give it to both. Who's the fucking best, period? Ain't no goddamn tie.
Oh, I
got
a
who's
Cancer
the best?
One, huh?
Say
okay, well, it's
got to
be Cancer
because
I'm a Cancer. Duh, hello.
I
all right, well, there you go.
Hello?
Say one. Ain't no goddamn tie.
All right. Next up, let's see. Next up, I got 15 minutes. I got time to get to everybody. I still got some calls, but I'm going to get to everybody. Keisha F. and AJ's on the line at the same time. We got to do it one at a time today.
You got time. Stand up, baby. Feel one. December 10, 1982. A motherfucking animal in the bed. Holla at your boy. What's good?
And Leo, you all right? Keisha F?
I'm good.
You a Leo?
Yes,
Leo. We got Leo and Sagittarius. We already had one Leo, which was Key. And now we got a Sagittarius. So this is our first Sagittarius on the line. All right, episode 117. You're now rocking with K100 Internet Radio. We've been having a fun-filled show for episode 117. We're talking about what's your name, what's your sign, the zodiac signs, and how they apply to you personally. Do you believe in it? How does it apply to your sex life and your love life? All right? So we've been talking to a whole bunch of different signs of people. We've got everybody covered so far. Except I haven't had a Pisces on the line, I don't think. Because I had an Aries. I think I haven't had a Pisces yet. That's the only person I haven't had on the line. If you know a Pisces, tell them to call into the show. And I'll jump them right on if I can. AJ first, and then we're gonna go back and forth between AJ and Keisha F. First off, AJ, do you buy into the whole zodiac sign thing? Are you into it? Yes, no.
I like it for entertainment purposes.
For entertainment purposes,
entertainment purposes.
You ever had anything that you really agree with? Let me read your
Do you jack off to the fucking comic books and shit? What are you saying, man? All right, go ahead, man.
I got fuck Storm, that fine ass motherfucker. I be jacking off the tub, motherfucker. Roger Rabbit, gas, shit. I be doing it all.
I probably wouldn't say it out loud. Your life pursuit is to live the good life. That's what it says. Let me read a little bit of the description of you. For the Sagittarius out there that's listening to the show, here we go. Ruled by the benefic planet Jupiter, Sagittarius possesses a natural exuberance, sense of adventure, and love life that makes them one of the most optimistic zodiac signs of all. Like their astrological symbol, the archer, Sagittariuses are renowned for aiming their sights straight towards whatever it is they find alluring, a love partner, a dream job, a vacation, and making it their own. They believe that anything is possible. And because of this belief system, Sagittarians are adept at seeking out their very own pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yes, indeed.
Why the fuck does everybody else sound so much fucking... So, that sounds more like me than Cancer also, again. Is that you? Is that you? You know? Is that a description of you?
That's me, man. That's me.
All right. Well, we got it.
That's me.
Okay. Well, we got to read the good with the bad. Freedom-loving, optimistic, and honest, Sagittarians are ruled by Jupiter, the planet of abundance and higher learning. The wisdom of Jupiter embodies Sagittarians with an inherent need to develop their own unique philosophy of life. All right? The higher you evolve, Sagittarian learns to integrate the two symbols together. It's got two symbols, the Centaurian and the arc.
Yeah.
Although they are intellectually and spiritually advanced, Sagittarians are notorious for their lack of tact. In relationships, they demand independence, but when in love, it can't be denied that they are one of the most big-hearted signs in the zodiac. So it says that you lack tact.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have any tact, huh?
I ain't gonna even lie. I got big nuts and big scruples, but when I'm in love with somebody, fuck. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm gonna do whatever I can for that person, man, regardless if I love
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If we've been together 10 years or 2 weeks, if I developed that love for that motherfucker, yeah, I'm gonna look out for him regardless.
You know, it doesn't say anything bad about you, motherfucker. I mean, everybody else had a couple of bad things. All it said is you lack tact. That's it. Nothing else bad about y'all? Really? I'm not buying it. Okay. Keisha F, baby.
Yeah.
What's happening? Leos, of course, I don't know if you're on the line, but I'm going to read yours because I don't know if you're on the line when I did it with Key. Your life pursuit is to lead the way. Is that you?
Right.
Aggressive, yes. Motherfucker.
Aggressive, LO? Let's see if it says that. Your secret... Oh, wow, I didn't even see. Oh, man, I didn't see this one little note they had down here, like your secret desire. Your secret desire as a Sagittarius is to make a difference in the world. I'm going to go back and read everybody's on that. No, that's a Sagittarius. As a Leo, your secret desire is to be a star.
Yeah.
Really?
And
I got to go back and read everybody.
To be, like, on TV a star, but, yeah, I want to be a star, like, in everything that I do. I shine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Love triumphs all. This is where me and Key parted ways about her being a Leo. Love triumphs over all for this sign, which is ruled by the heart and operates from this dimension, too. Leos are born fortunate. What do you think? Love conquers all for you?
Not necessarily, no.
Right. That's what I thought.
I don't mind love, but it's not the answer to everything.
Yeah. It also says once you're done with the relationship, it's a wrap for them. You're done.
Yes.
You don't look back.
Yes. I told you one time it's been real, and I shut my door. Thank you,
Tommy. Okay. All right. Sagittarius.
Hello.
All right. It says here. Well, let me go ahead and go to the love compatibility. I'm running out of time. All right. Sagittarius, AJ, which what would you like to be find about with your love compatibility? Which one would you like to be compatible?
Aries.
Aries.
With love compatibility, no. Then Aries, the Aries buck hands with me, man. For real.
Say what now?
Yeah, Aries don't get along, man.
I'm trying to hook you up, nigga. Shit, goddamn it.
He's trying to hook up with Athena, but I don't think it's working.
I can say, man, whatever. But my, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when it comes to love compatibility, fuck, I don't know. And my size is wide. You know what I'm saying?
Big, AJ said he want a big booty trick that's gonna bend over and shit the hell up.
Exactly. Anyway,
so which one you want me to match you up with? What? Give me somebody's birthday that you want to see what's popping with the compatibility between you two.
July 4th.
Oh, no, man. You know what I'm saying? I like Virgos, man, but I don't know. It's a difference between Virgos. I don't know. It's something about
the Virgos. Pick a date, nigga.
I want a Scorpio. I'm trying to find me a Scorpio because Scorpio
but let me
is
see.
Me up in the bed.
Okay, let me tell you about you and Scorpios. Hold on, let me tell you about you and Scorpios. Scorpio is dominant by nature, but he or she will have trouble keeping their Sagittarius partner under control. Scorpio loves his or her house, while the Sagittarius suitcase is always ready to be taken on a journey. The freedom is necessary for the Sagittarius. Sagittariuses are far-roaming interests and free-roaming street roamers, constantly making Scorpio jealous. Romantically, this is a volatile combination. Sagittarius is playful about sex and finds Scorpio's intense, dominating passions too much to cope with. Soon, Sagittarius' inclination is to fly. Their mutual attraction is explained by sex and cannot last for a long time. A one-night affair. Yes, a marriage. No.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
That's between you and the Scorpio. So basically, you need to goddamn one-night them. If you meet a Scorpio, you need to one-night them.
I had a few Scorpios I one nighted, and them motherfuckers was
one night all of them, nigga.
Hey, man, them motherfuckers was awesome. Hey,
all right, Keisha F.
Yes.
What would you like to be? What would you like to see about a Leo compatibility?
What about a Leo and a Gemini?
A Leo and a Gemini? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Leos, and now we're going to see how you compare with a Gemini. All right. Leo and Gemini love compatibility. This is a long one. This is a long one. What the fuck? Y'all getting married? Let me see. An affectionate pair who really enjoy each other. While Leos love with their heart first, Geminis love with their mind. Geminis seem to be romantic enough for Leo. The Gemini stability will not be fluctuated by the moody Leo. Leo's self-confidence blinks at Gemini's flirtations with others. Gemini's penchant for ridicule can annoy the Leo. Though the Leo will probably demand more adoration than the Gemini is willing to give. It can be a problem, but they have so much fun together that they don't tend to pay attention to such small problems. Both Leo and Gemini have strong desires to have passionate and emotions in life. Sexually, Leo loves the wholehearted Gemini, and desires are completely a mystery to the two. So basically saying that y'all are a mystery to each other, but they desire each other. Leo is quite capable of warm-heartedly breaking down any resentment that the Gemini may have or may harbor from the daytime, thereby easing the tension in the bedroom. So if you come home from a hard day at work, the Gemini is going to fuck the shit out of you and make you feel a little bit better. Is that good? Huh?
That'll work. Yeah. That'll work.
All right. So tell me, what do you think out of all the people that you've had in your life, which one put it down in the bedroom the most?
The most was probably the Gemini, I have to say.
The Gemini? Damn it, the Gemini's catching up with me, man. The Gemini's at three.
Sir.
What about you, Sagittarius? What'd you think?
In the bedroom?
Yeah, in the bedroom.
Oh, man, Pisces.
Pisces? Really?
Pisces.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually had a Pisces, and they did do the damn thing. I fucked with them. Oh, my bad. I fucked with the Pisces now. I fucked with them. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah. All right, thanks everybody for calling into the show. I'm gonna put you all guys on AJ and Keisha L on mute. All right, thanks for calling the show, man. All right, everybody. So I'm not doing an after party tonight. All right, I don't have time to do an after party tonight. But I really want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. I got 2 minutes left, and I'm gonna end the show. I'm opening up everybody's mic that's still on the line at this moment. If you're on the line right now, your mic is going to be open. It's about 18 of y'all. If you got any background noise going on in the background, could you please mute it? Or I'll try and find out which one you guys are, and I'll come back and mute it for you. 2 minutes left in the show. All right. We had a great show about the zodiac signs. Does everybody generally think the zodiac is bullshit like myself? It was against me.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just entertaining.
It's nothing to live by. Yeah, it ain't nothing to live by. It's entertaining.
It's good.
It's
fun.
Yeah.
So for comedy or whatever, but it's about
Let me,
it.
Does anybody agree with this?
Hey, cousin.
Oh, my bad. That's Christine. Does anybody disagree? Does anybody agree with what I'm saying, that I'm totally not what they say a Cancer is, or is it just me?
Well, from you, the way you keep talking about it, you're making it sound like you are a little sensitive. Because you keep on talking about it.
You don't talk to me, you goddamn, you soulless, unloving bastard.
It says Leo's love. We love hard. It's just, if you get it, we love
that's
hard.
That's the point I'm making. They fucking lying.
Whatever.
Listen, you never told me about Cancer and Scorpio.
Cancer and Scorpio?
Yeah.
What do you want to know? Is your man a Scorpio?
No.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And there you have it, people.
Wow.
Real quick, Scorpio should make a good mate for a quiet-spoken Cancer. The Scorpio's force, his and her needs to dominate and protect, is just what the Cancer is looking for. Cancers possessing this will actually make Scorpio feel secure. This is killing me. Cancer admires Scorpio's strength while Scorpio finds a haven in Cancer's emotional commitment. The Cancer is more sensitive about sexual relationships while the Scorpio is more passionate. So, I you know what? I'm not even reading anymore.
There I don't believe it. That one.
Yeah. Yeah. Who does this shit?
I need to find me a Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
All you need to find is somebody to eat pussy. That's all you need. If they're a Gemini,
you ain't got to have no birthday. What birthday? He give a damn.
A leap year.
What? A leap year.
Hey, if you're ready to look into the eyes of fire, you get with a Gemini, right? You look into the eyes of fire.
I
just want to know what LL found my dude that don't want a cup, buddy. That's all I want to know. Was he a Cancer, too?
Yeah, when I read about Cancer, it said it's hard for them to let go of stuff. Like, they can't let go.
He can't let go.
You just got a sensitive ass motherfucker on your hands.
I don't know how to move on.
I read that too.
Did you have a problem kind of letting it go?
No, my feet ain't on backwards.
Me? Are you asking me that? Wait a minute. Whoa.
No,
did you just ask me that?
I said Shay.
Oh.
You see what your sensitive self quit? Sensitive ass.
Is that sensitive enough for you, motherfucker?
See how you get all excited? That's a product of sensitivity when you get so excited about things.
Come on, shut the hell up! All right, I'll show you a sensitive motherfucker. I'm hanging up on all you bitches. Bye. I'm hanging up on all you motherfuckers. That's how sensitive I am.
I'm so sensitive ass.
Bye.